98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your Coast Social Network on the air. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Thursday morning, we would normally talk to Danielle from St. Joseph Today, but she was unavailable this morning to speak to us. So I will be happy to profile all the great events and fun deals and lots more that St. Joe Today has to offer on the event list and more at stjoetoday.com. And to kick things off, a big reminder of a big event going on Friday night in downtown St. Joe. Immediately following Light Up the Bluff, Window Wonderland invites attendees to stroll downtown and get into their holiday spirits. As you take in the holiday window decorating contest that'll be going on in all the area businesses, downtown storefronts will participate from 7 to 8:30 p.m. You can vote for your favorite window at stjoetoday.com/vote, and voting will be open starting at 7 p.m. on Friday until 7:59 p.m. on Sunday. And that goes through this weekend. The Fannie Mae Memorial Rain Dog Parade is coming to downtown St. Joe at 3 p.m. on Saturday. That event features dressed-up pets and their owners in a variety of holiday garb. Be prepared to see all kinds of costumes from Santa Bernards to reindeer Rottweilers. Definitely a must-see event. Day of registration available from noon to 2:45 at the Welcome Center, of course, 301 State Street, downtown St. Joe. It's sponsored by Maytag, Ed Todd, and Fuzzy Butts Pet Bakery. Tis the season for Christmas miniature train rides at Eden Springs Park for you and the kids to enjoy. You can enjoy those train rides from 4 to 8 p.m. on December 3rd, 4th, 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th. Tickets are just $4 and they accept cash only. Ages 3 and under ride free at Eden Springs Park. St. Joe Today is also hosting their first annual Holiday Artisan Fair from noon until 4 p.m. coming up this Sunday, December 4th. That event is going to be held indoors at Union and Social, right next to Silver Harbor Brewing Company, downtown St. Joe. And they'll be hosting a variety of local artisans for just $5 per person to get in. So check that out. Santa's house has been moved from the North Pole each year, of course, to the corner of State and Pleasant Streets in downtown St. Joe, and is back again this year. Santa will be available for wish list conversations and holiday photo ops weekends in December. So don't forget to bring a camera to capture this magical visit. It's sponsored by the Herald Palladium, and you can visit stjoetoday.com/Santa for a complete schedule to see when Santa will be hanging out in his house to say hello to you. And a sneak peek coming up at some other great St. Joe Today events on the calendar include the Santa Series happening December 3rd through the 23rd, the Chili Tour, which is happening January 27th, sounds pretty good right about now. The St. Joe Winter Beer Fest is back. That'll be on January 28th. Tickets will go on sale today, in fact, and you can go to stjoetoday.com for details on that. And Ice Fest will be coming back, of course, February 3rd through 5th in downtown St. Joe, one of our favorite events here on the coast. Plenty more that you can check out when you head to the Welcome Center at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe to see our friends at St. Joe Today. And then, of course, at stjoetoday.com as well. It is the Coast Social Network with St. Joseph Today. It is brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.